Hello, I'm Marcia Halligan with the Peace Calendar for March 22nd through the 28th. The 22nd features the Day of Forests and World Water Day. Those two belong together as forests help water and can absorb it when heavy rains come. A poem, The Peace of Wild Things, fits in here. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting for their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world, and I am free. That's from Wendell Berry. Well, last week I neglected to mention the March 17th brought St. Patrick's Day. In Ireland, the people kept potatoes for food in the winter. When something began to destroy the potatoes, the hunger times came hard on the people. Many of them left on long trips to find a home. In my family, I heard that four brothers came to the USA together. However, they seemed to scatter away from each other. They did not bring the songs of Ireland with them. Instead, they learned Irish-American songs. My dad would sometimes sing one of them to my mother. If you send your favorite peace stories, peace poems, or peace quotations to me, they can broaden a future calendar. Direct them to peacecalendar@wdrt.org. May we all experience the blessings of peace in our lives. Honoring the people and the creatures at wdrt.org/peace-calendar.